102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 7:18. Well, the big story, clearly, is the gorilla, Harambe, who was shot, and then the mother and the child who were involved in the child getting into the gorilla pit in Cincinnati.
Did you see the parents?
Yes, I did.
Good-looking couple.
Well, she's a big woman.
She's not
a... But that doesn't mean that she's a bad parent.
Well, we now know why she couldn't jump down to save her child.
Or get over the railing.
I didn't think they had a crane available.
Listen, everybody's got an opinion on this. Donald Trump talked about it. I saw Kaley Cuoco from Big Bang Theory tweeted about it. Pissed off.
About what?
What a waste that was.
Oh, shut
having
up
to kill Harambe.
Shut up and hang out with nerds. Stop it. Very local radio personality got a lot of press on that.
He did as well.
On his response.
Even though he's a sports expert. Yeah. Very insensitive people.
He may be joining us to enlighten us as well.
That's gorillas right. are not humans. Okay? Here's Bon Jovi, John Solo movie, Young Guns. Baby, okay?
Boy, 3WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 724. Sunny, 80 degrees today. The big story, people's reaction now to the gorilla being shot and killed in Cincinnati, the gorilla Harambe, after the four-year-old boy fell into the moat and into the gorilla pit, I guess you could say. So many people outraged at the mom. Many people protesting, or outraged at the zoo that they would just shoot Harambe.
All right, but nobody getting more press around here than... our good friend Mikey.
Mikey from Sports Radio. How are you, Mike?
I've been better.
Yeah, you're very...
Why have you been better? I gotta be honest, you didn't really say anything that I didn't say yesterday, to be quite honest with you.
Look, first of all, you wanted to charge the mother with a crime.
No, I wanted to shoot the mother.
You wanted to shoot the mother?
Yeah, so?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
It's a human... mother.
Right.
With a toddler.
Well, not a toddler. A four-year-old.
Well, he's three or four, or three going on four, or four. Yeah. He's like three or four. He's a toddler.
He's not a
human toddler.
I gotcha.
You have to shoot the gorilla.
I said you should shoot
the gorilla. It's a silverback gorilla.
I said...
You said shoot the mother.
Well, I said shoot both. What I said was, the zoo should have said, listen, we'll shoot the gorilla to save your son, but you have to die too.
That's nuts.
That's not nuts.
It's basic primate biology. You've never let your little toddler run around?
Not in a
zoo. In a second, your toddler can run away.
Not near the... No, I put him
on
a leash.
And now a public service announcement.
A friend of mine told me to put my kid on a leash.
That's right. Because that's smart. It's seconds. Seconds. Your toddler can run away.
That's
5 feet. 6 feet, 7 feet, your toddler's gone. He's in a monkey cage. Where did he go? You don't know.
No, right.
Because you're a bad father.
No, I'm not a bad father.
You're a terrible father.
I'm a great father.
You let him run into a monkey cage.
I didn't let my kid run into a monkey cage.
And then we'll shoot you.
My kid's in school.
Have you ever seen monkeys and gorillas?
Yeah, I've seen them.
All they eat is bananas.
No, that's
Who eats bananas?
I watch gorillas monkeys. At the Bronx Zoo eat their own puke.
And poop. And black widow spiders.
They don't eat black widow spiders.
They eat black widow spiders.
They don't eat black widow
spiders. It's the truth.
No, it's not.
They eat their young. They eat black widow spiders. They eat their own poop. And they eat bananas.
Okay.
You shoot them. Not the mother. Not the mother.
Okay.
Mike, you're very passionate this morning. Mike from Sports
Radio. You ever seen Gorillas in the Mist?
Oh,
I've seen Gorillas
it's
in the
Mist. It's a great movie, by the way, okay?
Is it really?
Diane Fossey?
Yeah.
Dynamite in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard they CGI'd A-Rod's nipples on the monkey to make the monkey more attractive.
That's a lie.
I swear to God.
Those nipples were disgusting on that gorilla. There was no way that was A-Rod's. No way.
All right.
I mean, look, you know, gorillas are dangerous.
Yes.
They eat bananas. Humans don't.
In conclusion, yeah.
Basic primate biology, you shoot the gorilla. Not the mother! You don't charge the mother!
They are
she did nothing wrong!
They are looking to charge the mother now, though.
JP's a bad father. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got Brian Cashman at 8:32. Right now, it's time for the roads with Mr. Ted.
And, Mike, this morning the sun glare has been the big issue.
It's tough. I need sunglasses.
Get those shades, Mike.
Thanks.
Sunrise Highway, eastbound into the Hamptons, loaded.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 732. The gorilla being shot at the zoo is such a big topic of conversation. Everybody has an opinion.
Somebody just sent me a great picture. There's a kid, like, looking at a gorilla through the glass, and the gorilla's giving the kid the finger, and the meme says, get the F out of here before you get me shot.
Oh, gosh. Good morning, BAB. God, what do you got?
One main thing you got to think about with that whole situation. You know, the people in that zoo had seconds to think about this.
With more time, would they have made a different decision? I don't think so.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. But
I don't think so.
Dude, only these monkey-loving morons are the ones sitting out there, listen, nobody wanted to see that gorilla die. Nobody wanted to see that happen.
I don't either.
Right? Nobody wanted to see that happen. But they made the decision, and they made the right decision. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. You know what that zoo didn't need? Thousands of people watching that kid get ripped to shreds.
Yeah, oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if the gorilla crushes the kid's head, now you have protesters outside because the zoo didn't take action and just shoot a damn ape.
Right.
So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thanks, brother.
I make no mistake about it. The gorilla could have crushed his head so easily. They were saying with one hand, he just crushes coconuts, which we can't do with a hammer.
Mike, you believe that?
And a whole bunch of power tools.
A gorilla crushing coconuts with his hands?
He's too strong!
You're right.
You shoot the gorilla! Silverback! There's Bruce! B-A-B!
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP, 737.
Coming up next, Donald Trump reacts to the whole Cincinnati Zoo thing.
He has an opinion on the gorilla as well.
Yeah, he was asked by the press what he thought. I guess they're trying to see if he comes down on the right side of animals or whatever it is, but they tried to put him up against the wall. And what does Donald do? No problem, man. He's got this. It's your boy, right, Mike?
Very presidential. He's a smart businessman.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Turns out he loves the monkeys, too.
He's got gray hair like me.
Well, Mike from Sports Radio, we'll listen together to Trump and see what he says next about the gorilla and the killing of Harambe.
Another one bites the dust, Queen Baby.
Right, there we go. 41, sunny and 80 degrees today. Everybody has an opinion on the gorilla that was shot at the Cincinnati Zoo and who's in the right, who's in the wrong, if the zoo should have shot the gorilla. And the press put it to Donald Trump in one of his, you know, many press conferences. I mean, I think everybody's going to get asked this, but... And Trump had an answer for it. It seems, as Mike from Sports Radio said, it sounded very presidential. So let's listen to Donald Trump and his opinion on the shooting of Harambe.
The stories from this weekend was the situation at the Cincinnati Zoo. And animal activists are outraged that they killed this gorilla who was holding a four-year-old boy. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a very tough call. It was amazing because there were moments with the gorilla, the way he held that child, it was almost like a mother holding a baby. Looked so beautiful and calm. And there were moments where it looked pretty dangerous. I don't think they had a choice. I mean, probably they didn't have a choice. You have a child, a young child is at stake. And, you know, it's too bad there wasn't another way. I thought it was so beautiful to watch that, you know, powerful, almost 500-pound gorilla, the way he dealt with that little boy. But it just takes 1 second. It's 1 second. It's not like it takes place over, well, he's going to do it in 30 seconds from now. It just takes one little flick of his finger, and I will tell you, they probably had no choice.
That's an interesting point. The gorilla at any point could have just crushed the kid's head, and I guess Donald Trump, a very balanced answer to that, you know, appealing to the people who love the animals and are upset, and appealing to parents and people on the other side as well. Very, very... I guess presidential, as you said, Mike.
He's smart.
He's smart.
He's my guy.
Yes.
One flick of the finger.
Yeah.
And that kid's gone.
Hmm.
Okay.
So you totally agree.
Shoot the gorilla!
Oh, my.
It's basic knowledge.
It is?
It's primate biology.
It's primate biology? Did he say that yesterday? Did he say primate biology?
I said it.
You said it yesterday?
I said it there. I said it here. It's my opinion.
It's primate biology. That's great.
The welfare of the gorilla.
Yes.
Does not come over a human child.
A human?
A human child. He was three. He's a toddler.
Right.
A little toddler boy. Shoot the gorilla.
Okay.
So they made the right move.
What is wrong with you?
Right. Well,
listen, I'm cool.
Thank you, Mike, from Sports Radio.
As long as we're on the same page.
Always good to have you here.
Good to be here. Yeah. We'll have stuff you need to know in a little bit, a little top 10. And gorilla orientated. Is that the right word? The 820, right?
Sure.
Gorilla top 10. Orientated.
Guess a list. Bounty.
Top 10 list, yes.
Yeah, you get a prize.
That's right, Mike.
A good prize.
Yeah. Very good.
But you got Yankee tickets.
You really pay attention to the show.
Yeah, big fan.
All right.
Here's Mr. Ted with the roads.
On the Northern Parkway, West.